afford it. Need a break? Relax. Grab a coffee. And join the conversation with Mariska and Cara on Two Sugars.
This Wednesday afternoon, hump day, 10 sleeps or something or other to Christmas, who cares? If you are getting all stressed out about that madness, why don't you just take a deep breath? Pour your favourite tipple, put your feet up and join the conversation. You're with Mariska and Irene, listening to Two Sugars on 104.6 Planet FM.
It's all cold down along the beach. Winds whipping down the boardwalk. Hey, man! You guys know what time of year it is? What time, huh? What? What? Oh, Christmas time. You guys all been good and practicing real hard. Yeah. Clients, you've been rehearsing real hard now. So Santa, bring your new saxophone, baby. Everybody out there been good? Oh, that's not many. You guys are in trouble out here. Yeah, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. Twice, he's gonna find out who's low and nice. Say-
as promised, Irene, there was a Christmas carol for you. I hope everybody enjoyed it, even though you're probably thinking, but anyway, I tell you what, and what's always nice at Christmas is the New Zealand Christmas tree, the Pahutukawa. And so where my pony's little stable is, there's a lovely, not big Pahutukawa, it's still a young Pahutukawa, but it has grown quite significantly, and it's all out in bloom, and it looks wonderful.
Bloom? Did you say bloom?
Bloom. Flower.
Bloom. Okay. As in Orlando, bloom. Right.
You're on the wine already, aren't you? So, I mean, you've still got a couple of weeks till Christmas.
I wish I was, and man, I cannot wait for those couple of weeks for Christmas. I don't think I've ever been so excited about going somewhere for Christmas. I am so excited. But look, before I go on to that, the Pahutukawas, I just had this most amazing learning experience with some friends of mine. We were doing a little bit of a hike, and we went past one tree which looked smaller than the others, but we're talking about an area where there's massive, massive, huge, 30, 40, 50-foot trees. And one was a lot smaller, and it was just covered in red blooms. In fact, I took a photo of it, so I'll put it on Facebook. It was just magnificent. And there were all these other trees around, and some of them were red, and then there were others that just had sort of white, sort of funny things on them. And I didn't realise that the trees that had the white things on them were Pahutukawas. Yes, exactly. They were Pahutukawa trees. They were just going to be blooming later than the others. Whether they were a different species or not, the guy who was giving me this information couldn't tell me. But when I didn't believe him, and so we went right up to the trees and we're examining the leaves, and the leaves on the bright red one were exactly the same as the other ones. And then in the middle of these white clusters of sort of berry-like or, closed flower-type things, there was this red coming through. And you could see that this red was popping out of the white petals that were surrounding it. So this tree that was a mass of these white petally things, it was a Pahutukawa tree as well. So there you go, I learned something.
Right, now I get what you're talking about. Ours does that as well. So it looks like a whole lot of little knobs of white things, and then suddenly they all open, and there's your red things. Yeah, because at first I thought it was just new growth. Because I thought, oh, that looks a bit weird. Maybe it's just a new leaf, popping out. But no, they do. So they do look a bit weird like that. And, well, that's what our one does. And ours is out now. There's still lots of the little white things because it's just started to come out. Give it another week and I think it'll be in full flower or bloom or whatever it is we want to talk about, whatever we want to say. We have to enunciate if we're going to say bloom.
So tell me, is it just me because I'm on such a high that we're out of lockdown and doing stuff again? Are the Pahutukawas just especially bright and red and so many of them this year as compared to previous year?
Well, I think we probably look at them every year and say the same thing, actually. But you're right, maybe this year it is a little bit more special because we have had a hard year and now we're out of it and just celebrating. But I also think, I know, it was with the cabbage trees. My father always used to say if they, and I can't even remember what month it was, but if they flowered before Christmas, it was going to be such and such a summer, if it was later or whatever month it was. And I think that's with the Pahutukawas as well, depending on when they flower, that what type of summer it is going to be. And maybe it's all impacting on the weather as well, how much water they get through the winter. Who knows? Yeah, but they're looking fantastic, aren't they?
They are. And I do believe one of my girlfriends has told me this, and this chap that I was talking to, he was seemed to be especially knowledgeable about plants. He said there's a lot of plants that normally only bloom once a year, and they're actually blooming twice a year now. And that's because we're having such warmer changeover period. So winter's a much shorter winter than it was, and the plants and everything sort of think, oh, right, it's spring and summer again, it's time for us to bloom again, you know. So they're blooming twice in a year.
Yeah. Actually, do you know?
I'm not quite sure how they're Mother Nature, but there you go.
I'm having a little thought here. Is it flowers that bloom and trees that flower? Okay, so for our listeners out there, she's
technical.
Irene's got just as much as a frown on her face as I have. But I actually have a thing, because when I said bloom in the first place, I thought that doesn't quite sound right. So is it flowers that bloom and trees that flower? But fruit trees blossom.
Well, there you go. I mean, really? I mean, do we care?
Oh, we don't. But I tell you what I do care about, that usually when you go away camping, especially if you're by a beach somewhere or actually any type of camping ground, you've always got some lovely trees. And if you are by a beach, I'm sure in that campground there will be a few big old bahudakawas there.
Well, you know, I'm here we go again, back to my summer holiday, which I'm so looking forward to. I have spent the last week since I last spoke to you looking at various camping grounds around the areas that I want to travel to in Bezi.
You left that a bit late, Irene.
Well, that's what everybody kept saying to me, but in actual fact, I'm having no trouble getting in anywhere. I got into Mount Maunganui Camping Ground. Well, mind you, I must admit, I did book that about 3 weeks ago, but my daughter and her partner have booked their caravan in just a couple of days ago and managed to get in. Only for a couple of nights. What seems to be happening, what I'm noticing, is a lot of people are waiting until January and they're booking in January or halfway through January. So I don't know whether it's people who don't have children anymore and so they're waiting until the kids are all sort of heading back home before they start going down, or whether everybody's just waiting until after Christmas before they go away on holidays.
Maybe so. Maybe it's time with family at Christmas where you can all be together and then you go your separate ways. Isn't that interesting? Yeah, because they're usually booked out, gosh, a year before, the same year. You kind of leave the camping ground and rebook yourself for the next year.
Yes, well, that's definitely a lot different. And once again, I'm finding it very interesting the difference between one camping ground to another with their conditions, you know, of refunds, etc. You know, I'll get one camping ground that will say absolutely strict refund policy. Unless you give us a month's notice, you will you know, not get anything returned, or you'll get 50% returned and a $48 administration fee. And, you know, so if you're going to cancel, it's a really expensive cancellation. And then you'll get another one that will have a similar type policy, but you'll have a code style saying, unless it's due to COVID lockdown, and if it's COVID lockdown, you can have a full refund or an 18-month extension to book a second time. So, yeah, it's quite interesting how they're all handling it quite differently.
Yeah, and I suppose it maybe people are just waiting to see how the whole COVID thing kind of works itself out, to whether people are still a little bit hesitant maybe in going away. Yeah, no, that's really interesting. Yeah.
I would be very interested to know how many people have got themselves into their little cocoon of their home during lockdown, where they've got their children that they've been homeschooling and their husband's working from home, and they're all in this safe little box or home, whatever terminology you want to put on it, and they've become quite safe and secure in there, and it's like a mental thing that they don't want to step out of that because it's so safe. I'm just wondering how many people there might be out there that are like that, and we're not going to know about it, you know.
Oh, you're right, yeah. But I think for most of us, we're probably all sick of each other and want to get out.
Yeah.
But you are right. I mean, it has, you know, it's been 2 long years and it has affected everybody differently. So, and I suppose that's why we see that online shop. Oh, talking about online shopping, have you got everything, Irene? Have you got everything that you ordered 6 months ago?
Goodness, no. So the funniest thing is I have now got everything that was supposed to have come from Australia or America, but in actual fact came from China. I have now got all that. It has all arrived. It might not be as advertised. You know, in fact, the squishy ball things are just such a rip-off. It's not funny. I mean, I had to laugh. It was so bad when I opened and saw what they were. I had to laugh and but my God, your advertising was absolutely brilliant. because there's absolutely nothing that you can really put your finger on to say that was false advertising, except maybe the little girl jumping on this and it looks about the size of one of those workout gym balls, but it's actually not. It's about the size of a ping pong ball, maybe a little bit of an exaggeration there, but yeah, so the advertising was brilliant, but it's all here. And I ordered some books that were coming. It's actually I think I was talking to you about her, the girlfriend that I just rediscovered and still haven't contacted. I really must do that.
Oh, yes, we did. We put her up on the Facebook page.
So I ordered one of her series, which was 3 books for one of my granddaughters, and ordered it from a legit company. It's coming out from Australia, I think it was, or was it United Kingdom? Because believe it or not, I cannot get it here in New Zealand.
Isn't that interesting?
What calls hadn't even heard of her? And she's a really successful New Zealand writer, but she's on the overseas market.
And did you not go through Mighty April Fish Pond? I mean, they still have to fetch them from overseas, but...
Well, I go through a company called My Book Depository. So you can virtually find just about any book you want through them, and they track it down and ship it off to you. So anyway, I sent them an email just last week saying, hey, look, guys, you said it was going to be 15 days, and we're now into 40 days, and I still haven't got kind of here of this. Where is it? And so they were immediately onto it. I mean, I got an email back within a couple of hours. So my fault, I should have emailed them after 15 days, but I didn't, thinking, you know, I'm not going to hassle them. And they came back within 24 hours and said, it looks like your shipment has gone astray. We're going to have to send these out to you again. So, I mean, I'm all happy with the service and everything, but somehow this shipment that should have been the safest one to get to me is the one that hasn't turned up.
Well, you might have to print out a picture of the books and put that in a card and give that to her instead.
Yes, yes. Well, I have actually bought some other books. So those books can go for her birthday, which are, you know, early next year. When they get here, they'll go, you know. She loves to read and I love encouraging her to read. So now I'm going to give her all of Tanya's books, one series after another.
Awesome. Isn't that lovely? And I hope she really enjoys them. I went in and had a look, and I'm sure many of our listeners did as well. It looks like some really great books that she has written as well. Yeah. So cool. So here it is, the 15th. My Christmas tree is up. The lights are up. I'm getting ready. I haven't yet picked up my ham, but I've ordered my ham. So I think by next week we'll go and pick that up. And yeah, the Pūtakawa is flowering. It's all good. I'm ready.
Well, I actually just went and bought a ham from New World. I decided it's just going to come away with me and Betty. What they do have available this year, which is a little bit away from tradition, but I'm actually loving every minute of it, everything that's coming out. They've got these packets of duck that have got the Peking duck mix in it. So the ducks are cut and boned in a way that you can roast them in the oven very easily with the Peking duck mix on them. So my family's getting ducks this year. They don't know yet who they are.
That's lovely. We've got a couple of ducks that keep flying on our lawn from somebody. Somewhere around the valley is also feeding them. And I think what they're doing is they're going around the valley to each person's house, getting a little bit of something and just having their full. And they would be very nice on the kitchen table, but best not. On the dining table, should I say. Better not do that because someone else will miss out on seeing them fly in. But, yeah, there you go. So where are you getting your duck? So New World's doing duck.
New World's got this wonderful market. And I looked at where the market was coming from. I can't remember to tell you, but I was very happy about, you know, I was very careful about making sure that it was a good market. It was a New Zealand company that's doing this. So, you know, we're getting a lot of this sort of thing coming in with these wonderful ideas from a lot of our immigrants that are coming in and they're getting into being able to start up their own businesses with these wonderful new things that we're not used to having. And I just love it. I just think it's so great. It just makes our whole, cultural experience so much more diverse.
It's so much better than Turkey. Turkey's always so dry. I've never managed to. Well, actually, in England, I remember when we were in England and we did have turkey. One of the neighbours said, "You know, turn it on its breast when you're roasting. It's all the fat dribbles down into its breast because otherwise they're so dry. They're not actually that nice." Well, I suppose they are if you get them cooked right. It's like anything, isn't it? If you cook it right, it is really yummy.
And I have to be quite firm about this. The turkeys that you buy in America are not dry. You cook them slowly and carefully and with lots of juice around them, but they are not dry. They are absolutely beautiful. So I don't know enough about it to know what's the difference between what they feed the turkeys in America and what we're feeding wherever we get our turkeys from. But yes, I agree. I've never been able to cook a turkey in New Zealand from scratch that I've been comfortable with the moistness of it, but no problem at all with all the turkeys that I cooked over in America. And of course, my American people, they wouldn't have anything but turkey for Thanksgiving, New Year's Eve, the whole works.
And I suppose maybe that's it, because it's such a big thing over there, you know, that you do have. I remember, when I was back in England, one of my little jobs that I had was plucking turkeys. Just around Christmas time. Oh, my God, what a hoot. We're all sitting there in white haz suits type thing, plucking these turkeys ready for Christmas. My God, were they big birds. Really interesting little job that we had there. Well, hey, that's about all we've got time for this week. So, for our listeners out there, it is time to get in those last little bits before Christmas if you want to be organised, because otherwise you're going to be rushing around at the last moment. But, you know, some of us quite like that. But do remember, sometimes at midnight when the supermarkets are open, it's a lovely time to shop and you can take as much time as you want. But for those online things, I think you're probably almost out of luck now. But anyway, get out there. Time to kind of, get up, get out, and get those Christmas things ready to go. We'll see you the same time, same place next week.
Sugars, brought to you by Delacro Communication. Delacro.co.uk.